And joining us once again is State Senator Jim Stamas. Jim, how are you today?
And I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing well also. We're talking off the air. Been a long time since we talked. We got a lot to catch up on. What's been happening in Lansing and around the 36th District, my friend?
So in Lansing, we have been very, very busy. We are in prime season for the budget, as my favorite topic, apparently, throughout these last 3 years. So, the state budget process has started. The governor has put forward her proposal. Now it is in both the subcommittees of the Senate and the House, and the subcommittees are looking at in speaking with the departments and taking testimony from stakeholders and or citizens across the state of Michigan on their thoughts of where we go with the budget. So we're getting ready to send out targets. As the approach chair, we'll sort of say, well, this is what our expectation was last year. This is where we think we're at this year. What has changed and what do we want to make sure we've included and what things can we remove? And so targets will be coming out either tomorrow or Monday morning. And then that just gives the subcommittee chairs a little bit more direction which way to put forward a recommendation to the full approach committee. And so those have been going. A couple other big things in Lansing. The governor this week called for a gas tax suspension of the federal gas tax with a few other states. And so the Michigan House and Senate announced yesterday that they were looking at, well, if the governor thinks that the federal government can suspend their gas tax, let's take a look at ours. And so yesterday afternoon, the House did suspend, vote out a bill that would suspend the gas tax for 6 months. And so that's now on its way to the Senate, and we're going to take a look at it and say, you know, is this where we want to go? It's about a $700 million reduction in revenue to the state for the 6 months that it goes. So we go from whenever it goes into effect to October 1st. And so we're going to be looking at that. In addition to that, the Senate and House sent to the governor, so it's on the governor's desk, is a tax state tax cut plan of over $2.5 billion. It would reduce the state income from 3.9%, from 4.25 to 3.9%. It would create a $500 per child tax credit. It would increase the exemption for all seniors' retirement incomes and reduce the state's corporate income tax to 3.9%. Now, I don't think that when we actually finish that, my notes are quite a little bit wrong. We did not include the corporate income tax. So it does include the exemption for senior retirements. It does include the child tax credit and the reduction of income tax. So that is on the governor's desk, and we're waiting to see whether she will or will not sign that. And so we'll see where we're at that point. So those are the fun things going on here in the greater Lansing. In the district, we have not had a chance to be out a whole lot, but taking a lot of calls and hearing from constituents from across the district. So it's still very busy within even just the Lansing area.
Boy, no doubt. Well, you know what? They can still get a hold of you, even if you're not making your way through the district, if they've got any questions or want any information. And there's an easy way for them to do that.
There is. It's give us a call at 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036 or www.senatorjimstamas.com.
There you go. State Senator Jim Stamas. Jim, always a pleasure. We'll look forward to catching up with you again in the very near future.
Always enjoy it. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.